CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Hurricane Beryl has now been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it continues its trek across the Caribbean. Folks in the Yucatan Peninsula boarding up their homes, preparing for a hard hit.
I'm just trying to keep calm, but I am anxious and a bit scared.
The storm has killed at least 9 people. Americans are celebrating across the country today, including Washington, D.C., where people line the streets for its annual Independence Day parade. Later tonight, the National Park Service will cap off the holiday with a huge fireworks display on both sides of the Lincoln Memorial. We are about 4 months out now from Election Day, and following last week's debate, our director of surveys, Anthony Salvanto, hit the trail to talk to voters about President Biden's bid for re-election.
It's not so much that they aren't sure that he can do the job, it's whether he can campaign effectively. And what they're saying is not just that they feel like he might be out of touch, but their concern is they see a threat. They see a threat to democracy, and they wonder if their nominee is up for that fight.
Hear those comments today at 5 p.m. Eastern in a special edition of America Decides. It's on CBS News 24/7. Meantime, it's election day in Britain.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has been warning British voters that handing the left-leaning opposition Labour Party too big a majority today will create
a Labour Party with a blank check to do whatever they want.
But opinion polls suggest that's exactly what British voters do want after 14 years of conservative rule marked by rising prices and a struggling health and social welfare system.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone today.
Netanyahu's office says he informed President Biden that he's sending a delegation to continue negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza. It isn't clear when the negotiators will leave or where the talks will take place. Netanyahu also reiterated that Israel will only end the war in Gaza when all of its objectives are met.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick. A new law's in effect now in Illinois. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Parent is a social media influencer and gets paid for their content that features kids. Those kids are entitled to be compensated. Under the new law, if the kids are in 30% of the videos, 15% of the parent's earnings must be put in a trust under the child's name until they're 18.
Joey Chestnut's taking competitive eating talents to Texas today and will live stream his own hot dog eating contest against soldiers at Fort Bliss. Joey Jaws says he will not go back to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest without an apology from organizers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswg.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park News, I'm Waddles with a 4th of July update. The parade has come and gone. Now it's time to prepare for fireworks. Both the cities of Racine and Kenosha are blowing them off tonight. We'll get a look at that forecast coming up. In Racine, people are starting to flock to the North Beach area, where bombs start bursting around dusk. In Kenosha, their downtown loop is closed off for the Celebrate America event, which has the fireworks, live music, a carnival, and more. That carnival sticks around through. West of the I, Raymond has fireworks going off near their school grounds, with Burlington blasting them off over Echo Lake. If you're looking to extend your love of liberty, going off in County and in people lighting fireworks from their own personal supply are being told to be careful. While some ground-based fireworks like sprinklers and smoke bombs are permitted, area fire departments say aerial devices with anything shooting into the air are not allowed within city limits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The box. free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Taurean Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 20-year-old Aaron Savali. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 over the Rockies. First for Milwaukee at Coors Field. 2005, Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a star in the upcoming game with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray pitching 7 in the shutout.
Code Red, we call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does, and you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the four-game series tonight with Mike Clemens.
WUR Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget to come enjoy the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year concerts. Sunday nights through August 11th this summer at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. Your host, our own WRJN morning show host, Don Rosen.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together, we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh,
child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. To be brighter.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Scenes home for local news and time WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, Don Rosen recently spoke with Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte about scooping the loop in downtown Racine.
We all went scooping back in the 50s and 60s. And if you were younger in age, that's something you would remember because it was always a fun thing to do, usually on a Friday or Saturday night.
And it meant summer, Jim.
Yes.
Summer was scooping the loop.
Yep.
And it was downtown. And downtown, I mean, that was, of course, the destination. For one thing, everyone was there. We had the stores. We had pool. We had bowling. We had even doctor's offices. I mean, and we had the dance clubs. So, of course, you had to scoop downtown.
It's Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings, 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your dilated or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of one eye, Care Center. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you
owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're Hometown Radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM. 98.1 FM on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. There's the Everly Brothers. I was just reading something about the Everly Brothers. It was on the stage in 1958. The Everly Brothers held on to UK's number one position with All I Have to Do Is Dream. It was their first number one single. It was recorded in just two takes and features Chet Atkins on guitar. How about that?
Baby, back and leave the truck, you know we've
exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I won't play.
Happy
Independence Day. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN. For 97 years, we've provided local news and now timeless hits, too. But let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things in the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. The 4th of July festivities continue into the evening as Racine and Kenosha prepare for their main events. North Beach in Racine and downtown Kenosha hosting fireworks displays. The event in Kenosha has additional entertainment like a carnival and live music. Raymond and Burlington also have fireworks going off tonight. Area fire departments are urging caution for those using personal fireworks, reminding people that only certain ground-based varieties are permitted within the city limits. There are more fireworks beyond tonight. Tishigan and Twin Lakes will host their fireworks displays on Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being cruel, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan. You need to be coy. On the bus. You just yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that, and would you please explain about the 50 ways. She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight. And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Free.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. By the way, I counted. He says there's 50 ways to leave your lover, but he only mentioned five. You know, slip out the back, Jack, make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy, just set yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus, drop off the key, Lee, get yourself free. Just five ways, but he says there's 50.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
Saul, Denny, and Sebastian sat
tonight, oh.
And after every number they had.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting high.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swaziland, she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
All done is all, and that was the month from
McQueen and McGuire could. That's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting back, Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps. Don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Guess it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all for me spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers coming up tonight at 7:10. First pitch, pregame at 6:35.
You came into my heart.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hope you're having a safe holiday today. It says here that even though Florida is often referred to as the Sunshine State, you know, a nickname that reflects its generally sunny weather and its appeal as a tourist destination, it's not necessarily so. According to the National Weather Service, Florida does not actually receive the most sunshine in the United States. In fact, five other states surpass Florida in terms of average annual sunshine. Number one is Arizona, then California, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas. So take that, Florida.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Bar and Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health, treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
WRJN. Mustang Sally,
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up in a few minutes, it's CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Sitting in the morning, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, with time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Oh, still the one.
And I wouldn't switch.
We're still.